Welcome to Inside New Mexico. I'm Derek Underhill, and each week at this time, I have a conversation with the chairman of our Republican Party of New Mexico, former congressman of the 2nd Congressional District of New Mexico, Steve Pierce. And Steve, how are things going for you this week?
Well, they're going well. The legislative session is underway, and it's bringing back a lot of memories. I served in the legislature for 4 years. I tell you, I commend every single Republican who has just the mettle, the sheer tenacity to go up and fight these battles where they're outnumbered, sometimes 2-1. And for years, Republicans go up and fight the good fight, try to hold the ground, make the Democrats pass better bills. And so we've got to always do that shout out to our legislators. Now, we've got one on the program today, John Block, again, a legislator from over in Alamogordo, and he's here to talk about his legislation. You're going to want to stay tuned and listen to him. Then we've also got Ronnie Lucero. He's the former national chair of the Republican National Hispanic Assembly. That's the RNHA, if you are keeping notes. But Ronnie will talk about his work to continue bringing Democrat Hispanic voters into the fold and become Republicans. I think we should call out the Santa Fe New Mexican. They've got a couple of good articles that came out about the legislature. The first one talks about the difficulty Republicans have in the session and what they've got to do to win. And that article is by Robert Knott, who writes very balanced pieces. But another writer that I just like personally, as well as Robert, but Daniel Chacon. We don't always agree on policy, but he also writes with a sense of fairness and a sense to try to get both sides of the question. And so he writes about 4 legislators who talk about their job in the legislature. And I think one of my favorite quotes is by Senator Brantley. She's talking about who her bosses are. And she said, it's the constituents. It's the people who are voters. They might not all vote for you, but you still represent them, and you've got to go and listen to their voices. I think that's one thing that's missing in a lot of the political arena today, is that legislators sometimes feel like they only should listen to the people who voted for them. I always had the opinion that everyone needs to have a voice, and so I went into areas where they told me they'd never seen a Republican before, and it worked out actually quite well after you get kind of through the firestorm of being there, that people actually dig in and you find common ground with people who love this country. They would design it to be different than we as Republicans would design it. But that, I think, is one of the key pieces of the political process, is finding common ground. But Robert Knott deals very much in that. And he's quoting Jim Townsend, who was the former leader in the House, is now the whip in the House of Representatives. But Jim says, sometimes you're wheeling, dealing. Sometimes you're delaying. Sometimes you fight pitched battles. Sometimes you're settling for a stalemate. But through it all, you're letting everyone back home know that you are fighting the Democrats. Again, it's not that the Democrats are the enemy. It's the Democrats are the opponent. They want to build a House designed much differently than the House that we would want to build. Right now, they're pushing hard for things that take us right down the path to socialism. Republicans are much more supportive of the free market, of free enterprise, knowing that the free market has fed more people in the world in the last 50 years than any socialist country has ever fed. You can take a look at Cuba and understand that it was the 2nd or 3rd leading economy in the Western Hemisphere when Castro was elected. He went into office and destroyed their economy, destroyed their jobs. And Castro's Cuba has been a pit for people to live in for decades. And it's no better today until they vote to change, until they get rid of the people who are taking them down the socialist path and bring back folks who are wanting to build the economy and trust the free market, then you're going to have the same thing. We face that same quandary here in New Mexico. People continue to vote for the folks that have taken the state to dead last in almost everything that they want to be good in. We're dead last in education. We're next to the last in the economy and the standard of living. We're one of the worst places, according to many studies, to raise kids. We're worse than crime. If you want to change, just like Cuba, if they want to change, they're going to have to vote for something different. New Mexico needs to vote for something different if they want different outcomes. Again, some fascinating articles as this session kicked off. And we compliment, again, Robert Knott and Daniel Chacon for going in and digging into the issues pretty well. Robert Knott wrote another article that was really interesting and I think covered both sides of the issue, where the Democrats in Santa Fe continue to talk down the oil and gas industry. It provides well over 40% of the state's budget. It provides the stability for our state. And yet Democrats in this session are there trying to find ways to weaken it, and Republicans are fighting back. Crystal Diamond, again, very present on the Senate floor and firing back at what the Democrats are saying and doing. The governor has expanded the budget so much, she's expanded agencies so much that without oil and gas, they can't pay for it, and here they are trying to kill it. So Senator Scherer from Farmington and Senator Crystal Diamond Brantley of Elephant Butte, both of them put up great arguments on the floor of the Senate. So the fight is on, and be paying attention. If you're watching the Republican Party of New Mexico emails, we're sending out almost daily and sometimes hourly, we're sending out calls to action for people to call in right now and express their opinion to their representatives. And especially if you disagree with them, then they do listen to those calls that come in. When enough calls come, then it catches people's attention, because in the House, they have to run every 2 years. In the Senate, it's every four. But this is a Senate election year coming up this year. And so you're going to have more effect if you're calling in and expressing your opinion.
And our listeners can go to newmexico.gop. That's the RPNM website. Sign up and get those emails when these things happen.
Sure. Yeah. And right now, a thing that I'm proud of is that the Republican Party is coordinating hand in hand with the Senate Republicans and the House Republicans. So it's like all three bodies are one voice speaking and repeating, and it just adds an effect to it. Many times I get the question about why the Republican Party doesn't voice about this bill or that bill. That's up to the legislators. And too often you've got people on both sides of the issue. And so I think that the best thing for the state party is to stay out of the political issues. Let our legislators vote and debate on that. We're not the debate society in the Republican Party of New Mexico. It's up to us to do the infrastructure of the party. We build the bridges and the roads that the legislators travel on to campaign. It is the Republican Party's job to register voters, for instance, and to take care of election integrity. We've spent a lot of time and energy nationwide, but also here in New Mexico, trying to close some of the loopholes where the cheating and the bad deeds can occur. And so it's going to be a total fight. But those are the things that the party should be working on. And the legislators themselves, the elected officials, whether they be city council, county commission, state reps, or state senators, it's their job to message what they believe in. And then their constituents either vote for them or vote for their opponent. So that's kind of how the balance of power works there. But I would tell you, I'm proud of the Republicans in the House and the Senate. They're presenting bills on school choice, proposing legislation that would allow parents to choose the school where they want to send their kid. Republicans are fighting the fight on CYFD, and one lawmaker is calling CYFD an unfixable agency. I don't think I disagree with that at all. I think Senator Crystal Diamond Brantley, again, leading the charge there, calling the agency unfixable, I think is correct. Another element that is being taken on in this legislative session is that House Republicans are leading the push to limit the governor's emergency powers. Remember how that Republicans tried to bring this legislation out last year, and it was blocked by the Democrat legislators who continue to enable the governor's power grabs. Republicans have presented bills to help the victims of crimes and to diminish the ability of criminals to get out on the streets. And the Democrats continue to send those bills into committees knowing that they will never come out of that committee. It's how they basically can kill a bill. So the Republicans are on the right side of all these issues: crime, education, CYFD, the governor's powers. So a lot that is going on in this 30-day session. It moves very fast.
Each week, I like to follow this lawsuit where you have challenged the governor using health orders to restrict our constitutional rights. How is that proceeding?
I tell you, what I want to draw people's attention to is Tommy Lopez from KOB did an interview with one of the UNM law professors, a legal expert named Josh Kassenberg. And this legal expert actually was saying that our lawsuit is right on point. I'm sure a Democrat legal expert is saying that the New Mexico Supreme Court is almost going to have to side with the Republican Party of New Mexico and with all of the legislators, the Republican legislators who signed onto this bill. The NRA, one of the largest voices on gun ownership in the country, is also in this fight with us. And so this legal expert is talking there on KOB and talking about our lawsuit and how it's on the right side of history. Maybe the decision goes for us, maybe it doesn't. But a couple of the justices asked questions that were very similar to Mr. Kastenberg's opinions that he expresses in that article and in that interview. So I would draw you to take a look at that, just see what he's saying there on his interview with KOB.
Coming up in our next segment, I'll be having a conversation with State Representative John Block. Hope you'll stay tuned to Inside New Mexico.
Attention, New Mexico veterans. If you were honorably discharged from the U.S. Armed Forces, you've earned state and federal benefits, and the New Mexico Department of Veteran Services is standing by to assist you. State benefits include a veteran's property tax exemption, education and training, and transportation services. We can also assist with claims for federal VA benefits. The state of New Mexico and this radio station thank you for your service. More information at nmveterans.org or 1-866-433-8387.
Thanks for staying with us on Inside New Mexico. With me on the telephone is our state representative from District 51 in New Mexico. That's Otero County. John Block, sir, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, I sure appreciate you coming on. And the session has started. 30 days. It's supposed to be about the budget, but as we know, other stuff gets pushed through. So we wanted to talk to you about what you're seeing so far, what's good, what's not good.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of proposals that we're seeing already. Just today, they read in many, many bills, so we are definitely seeing what's happening on the ground here in Santa Fe. A lot of radical, extreme legislation coming from the far left of the Democrat Party, including taking away people's gun rights with multiple measures, such as increased background checks, taking away, quote-unquote, high-capacity magazines, things like that that absolutely infringe upon New Mexicans' constitutional right to own and keep a firearm. So that's one thing that myself and many representatives will be fighting hard against.
John, I think there'd be some Democrats that would be opposed to that as well because they hunt and they use guns.
Yes, I absolutely agree. And I think that's actually why the governor did not pass these kinds of proposals previously, because she just doesn't have the support from her caucus and from the Democrats in the legislature. And as we saw last time around, every single gun bill that would have restricted New Mexicans' rights died. Every single one except one piece of legislation, which was the Benny Hargrove Act to mandate storage of firearms. But every other one died. So if that's any indication about what this 30-day session will do, she doesn't really have much of a shot of passing this legislation. And I think those Democrats in moderate seats are looking at 2024 and November, and they need to go to their voters and ask for support once again. Will they go and try to snatch gun rights and potentially lose their seat, or will they represent their districts well and actually vote no on these extreme gun bills? And there are many proposals, actually, this session that would empty prisons. These individuals, many of them on the far left of the Democrat Party, they don't like prisons. They don't want to hold criminals accountable, but they sure want to go after you and your right to protect yourself and own a firearm. So that's exactly what's happening with the current state of the Democrats in power, and that's why we need New Mexicans to show up and help us fight these bad, bad bills.
There's some other things that you're working on as well. One of the things I saw is you and some of the other Republicans are looking to impeach our governor. Please tell our listeners why you want to do that.
Sure. Well, myself and State Representative Stephanie Lord, we are working hard to impeach the governor. Unfortunately, we have to do this, but as we all remember, in September of last year, the governor signed her extremely illegal anti-gun order that tried to suspend constitutional rights for New Mexicans in Bernalillo County and Albuquerque. That not only goes against the Constitution of the United States, it actually goes against the state constitution and state laws, including the Concealed Carry Act provision. So when she took that oath of office, we all remember that she swore on that oath. Then in September, she said, no way, that oath isn't absolute. I'm going to snatch your guns. I'm coming for them. That was struck down in the courts, and it was deemed unconstitutional. That unconstitutional order warrants impeachment of this governor for malfeasance, because that action is illegal. It goes against her oath of office, and it's pretty blatant. We don't even really have to make a case about it, because it's just so black and white. So myself, Representative Lord, and I'm sure many other Republicans in the legislature will be fighting to hold the governor accountable and to ensure that this never, ever, ever happens again in New Mexico.
From a Democrat or a Republican.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so on the other side of that, there's some Republicans that are saying, John, what took you so long to do this? So explain why you can't just, in the middle of the year, say we're going to impeach the governor.
Sure. Well, back in September, when she made the order, we were not in session. So what we would have to do to get back in session to bring forward articles would be to launch an extraordinary petition to get an extraordinary session. That petition needs two-thirds of each house to reconvene into a special extraordinary session to impeach the governor. Now, we did not get enough support from all the legislators, right? We didn't get two-thirds. So we had to wait until the first day of the legislature to bring forward these articles of impeachment. So that's what we did on January 16th when the legislature opened. We brought forward the articles, and now we are working hard to hopefully get those read into the record and then bring a committee forward to do the articles of impeachment, to do the whole shebang, right, and then impeach her. In the House, it requires a simple majority. In the Senate, it requires two-thirds. And I think with all the Democrats who turned on her during this executive order when she did it, including people like A.G. Torres and Mayor Keller, Senator Heinrich, people saying it's absolutely unconstitutional, that's why we need to hold her accountable. And I think Republicans and Democrats both agree that the Constitution is the most important thing that we need to uphold in this state. It's absolutely absolute. And that's why we need to impeach her.
Tell our listeners about some of the things you're working on.
There are many bills that I'm bringing forward this session. One of them is House Bill 51. This bill would create a 25% GRT credit to micro businesses in New Mexico who are hurting right now with this horrible economy and inflation. This would reduce their tax burden. I'm working on that with Representative Tanya Mirabal Moya. We have another bill to build the remainder border of the southern border barrier. So we have 50 miles of open border right now in New Mexico with Mexico. We need to ensure that our citizens are protected and that the cartel cannot continue to abuse and manipulate these individuals who are coming across the border. And we're seeing record numbers of fentanyl, drugs, human smuggling, human trafficking, crime, and so many other horrendous things that are coming through the border. So we need to finish that border wall. That's House Bill 111. There are many other provisions that we're working on, including fixing CYFD, fixing our education system. I'm bringing forward House Joint Resolution 6 to do just that and take the authority away from the PED and put it back in the hands of the people with the duly elected school board on the state level. There are two ways that you can see what I'm doing in the legislature. You can go to my website. It's johnfornm.com. That's johnfornm.com. And you can sign up for my email. And on the email list, I send a weekly email on what's happening, what I'm doing, and what bills I'm bringing forward. Another way you can see what I'm doing in the legislature is, of course, going to nmlegis.gov and then looking under legislation, finding the representative, which would be me. And then you could see all the bills, resolutions, and memorials I'm bringing forward this session.
Now, folks are hearing you on the radio today and saying, I want to see the governor impeached, or some of the other bills that they may look at and say, I want these to pass. They don't necessarily live in your district. They should contact their legislators, right?
Absolutely. If you want to make a difference in this state, if you want the governor to be held accountable and impeached, if you want to stop these anti-gun bills, the only way that we can ensure that that happens is by you reaching out to your representative, your senators, and telling them what you believe. And so please call your representative, call your senator, say, I want the governor to be impeached because she broke her oath of office. That's as simple as it can get when you give them a call. Yeah. You can call them about the anti-gun bills, say, absolutely, this is unconstitutional. This is going to hurt our district. And I will not be voting for you if you're going to take away my gun rights. So we can definitely have the people on the ground working to get their representatives and senators to truly represent those districts by voting no on these unconstitutional and incorrigible bills.
Also, I'm sure folks can follow you on your online newspaper, the Pinion Post. Tell people how to get in touch with that.
Yes, sir. They sure can. Go to pinionpost.com. PINONPOST.com. We continue to bring you breaking news and news every day about what's happening in New Mexico, especially regarding the legislature and things that are happening in your neck of the woods or across the state. So Pinion Post is the largest online news publication in the state for conservatives, and we're proud about that.
Talking with John Block from District 51 in New Mexico, your House representative from the Otero County area. John, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Derek.
Ronnie Lucero is working to bring Hispanics into the Republican Party. We'll talk to him next on Inside New Mexico.
National Guard and Reserve members are true leaders, both in the military and in the workplace. They are highly skilled and get the job done every day. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve, ESGR, can help you recruit top-notch service members to your workforce. Hiring Guard and Reserve members is good for your business and good for your community. Visit esgr.mil/employers to learn more.
Welcome back to Inside New Mexico. With me on the telephone is Ronnie Lucero, the former RNHA chairman, and you are tasked with reaching out to the Hispanic community to show them how Republican values may be closer to their own than Democrat values.
How's it going today? Yeah, we're just kind of basically trying to reach out to more of the moderate Hispanic Democrat voters and independent voters and talking about values and party and how it aligns with the Republican Party. When you're speaking to Hispanics, you know, the three major issues that they're talking about is the economy. They're talking about equality of opportunity for work and, of course, the education system. Most Hispanics have large families, and it's important that our children get a good education. And as we've seen for many, many, many years, the New Mexico education system is dead last across the country. We're even behind Washington, D.C. That's not even a state, but they calculate that into the numbers. A lot of the people that we speak to don't engage in politics heavily. A lot of the older Hispanic community and families basically watch a lot of the news, and we all know that the news pushes out a different agenda from what's going on in the real world. You have the media talking about, oh, the economy is getting better, inflation is going down, but yet as we go to the grocery stores, we're still paying 17-18% higher for food. And like I said earlier, you know, Hispanic families are large. Most of us have 2, 3, 4, or 5 children. And a 17% increase in groceries is a tremendous amount. And that's really hurting the pocketbooks of our voters.
I think, Ronnie, what's happened is the Democrat Party has done such a good job of scaring people, not just Hispanics, but a lot of Democrats, about what Republicans really are.
You know, you're actually right about that. So we believe heavily in the Lord. We believe that we need to stick together, raise our children, and stick to our family. Family values are very important in our people.
I found, too, that Hispanics tend to be very patriotic Americans. They served in our military and fought hard to make us free.
You know, the majority of Hispanics don't really talk about, you know, well, we're Hispanics, so we support this or we support that. We see ourselves as complete Americans. So a lot of times talking race card doesn't really work for us. We just want to be seen as equal to everybody else. And I think that's one of the things that we just need to continue to push as Hispanics or Americans. And the values that we align with go with the Republican Party. I myself am a veteran. I did 6 years in the military as well. I was in the Navy. And my parents, my grandparents, aunts and uncles, we all served. Yeah. And so it's important that we continue to get more Hispanics involved, not just in the military, but also in politics.
Say we've got Hispanic listeners on the radio right now or listening to this on a podcast. What would you say to them to encourage them to at least find out what the values of the Republican Party are? Don't believe the rhetoric you hear from the other side and go look at the website or contact Ronnie. Or what would you say to our listeners now?
It's more important when you speak to Hispanic voters directly versus through social media and through TV ads and so forth. Speaking to them directly, they actually see a real person standing in front of them that aligns with those type of values. And like I said earlier, when you talk about the education system, our children's future is based off of an education. So we cherish an ideal of a good education system. We also cherish family. Family is very important. And we want the opportunity to be able to raise our children in a safe and friendly neighborhoods and streets and so forth. But you look at crimes and drugs and all these other issues that are going on community is actually negatively impacting the Hispanic community. And then, of course, as we talk about, you know, expenses and groceries and gas and all this other stuff, and we, just like every other American, want to be able to afford life and live the American dream the same way. But when you look at the way the Republican Party talks about politics and the way the Republican Party pushes the politics, it does align with what we talk about. But when they hear it from somebody else that's not a Republican or somebody that's not a conservative, well, listen, we kind of listen to everybody. To us, it's more about the candidate and about what the candidate is talking about than what a party is saying. So that's another reason why our organization has been focusing heavily on trying to get Hispanics to run for office, both locally and nationally. The representation is important for New Mexico. We talk about the Hispanic population is the majority here in the state, and we need more representation. Hispanics need to run for office, whether it's locally, state government, federal government, whichever it is. But the more we can get the Hispanic community engaged with the electoral politics, the better it's going to be for the Republican Party.
I'm talking with Ronnie Lucero, the former Republican National Hispanic Assembly Chairman. Doing a good job for us, Ronnie. Thank you.
Thank you for having me today.
Steve, some final thoughts for the program this week?
So I leave the show with this same thought every week, that there are no progressives running in the election in November. They're not liberals on the ballot. They're not socialists or Marxists on the ballots. They're all Democrats. And we need to know that it's Democrats who have made this state what it is, bad and everything good. And we're top in everything bad, top in crime, top in failing education systems, things like that. But I want people to understand the difference between Republicans and Democrats. And you simply walk down the list of things that Democrats want. And most people say, well, that's not what I stand for. But it's the leaders of the Democrat Party who want to open our southern border, allowing terrorists, criminals, illegal drugs, including fentanyl, to flood our country and kill Americans. It's Democrats who want to defund the police. It's Democrat prosecutors who refuse to arrest and jail people who only steal $900. It's Democrats who have declared war on fossil fuel that has led to our sky-high gas prices. It's Democrats' out-of-control government spending that has led to high inflation. It's Democrats' out-of-control government spending that has also led to high interest rates. It's Democrats who insist boys and men have the right to participate in girls' and women's sports. And it's Democrats who insist that teenage boys and men can use the bathroom and showers of the teenage girls and women. That's what Democrats are, and Republicans stand for everything that's opposite of that. There's never been a time in our nation's history when the difference between the two parties is this clear. And so I urge everyone to look at your values to see if they align with the Democrat values. If not, you got to vote for Republicans and put Republicans in charge of New Mexico. Then you're going to start seeing improvements in the things that you desperately want to see improved. God bless you all. It's been a great program. We thank you for listening. And talk to you next week.
Steve Pierce, chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico, thank you. If you've been listening to us and would like to find out more about the Republican Party of New Mexico, there are several ways to do that. First, the website, it's newmexico.gop. The party has a Facebook page and an X account. The handle is at newmexicogop. If you would like to speak to someone in person, you may call 505-298-3662. That's 505-298-3662. Thanks to all the radio stations around the state that broadcast this program to their communities. For Steve Pierce, I'm Derek Underhill. We look forward to meeting with you again next week on Inside New Mexico.